You see that? Where they write in it?
All was stuffed into one grave. You can see that.
And describe to the listeners what you might see.
Huh?
She should be... She's
out there. Go, girl. I'm
going to have
this problem in there because I'm watching how the pins are moving. They move real quick and talking on their radios like they're going to start something.
They smell, but they ain't doing nothing yet.
Yeah.
Is anybody on the other side?
I'm trying to go.
Thank you.
They got whole families buried together that were massacred by the very white supremacy.
They got a female and her baby.
And they got...
I give it back and offer it to them. Throw it out there soon. Or maybe offer it to
Some people got facts and claims. Some people got pride and shame. Some people got the plots and the schemes. Some people got no aim, it seems. We're the survivors. Yes, the black survivors.
Gathered here to celebrate a victory of creativity over destruction.
Some people keep the best inside. Some people can't stand up strong. Some people won't wait for long.
I think what happened is, if you saw in the newspaper this week, the Springfield Housing Authority was rated, number two?
Number two.
In the country. Not in terms of being the best.
Being the worst.
Well, they couldn't stand being number two. You know, so they had to dream up something, you know. They try harder. They're trying to get that number one spot.
Chicago ain't going to beat them either.
You know, coming in and crushing some little kids here, toasting weenies. I mean, who? You know, Chicago hasn't got a chance.
No, Chicago's lost the title.
They're going to have to be a new article tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to have to print. This is about as low as you can get.
I mean, it reminds me of the neighborhood cleanup that we did.
Yeah.
And they sent the cops out because we didn't have a permit to clean up, right?
The thing about it, we had to wait that time to print a story. By this time, everybody in town know how stupid they are, don't they?
Really? We didn't have the radio station back then.
No. Yeah. Well, that was one of the things that drove us probably to the radio now that you think about it, right?
You feel awful small. Awful small to have to come out and shut down a weenie road.
In the project.
Africans, I threw my nut abroad. Africa for the Africans. Say why. White man, we wonder, yeah.
We will remember the humanity, glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
Glory and sufferings of our ancestors.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
And honor the struggle of our elders.
We'll strive to bring new values.
We'll strive to bring new values.
And new life to our people.
And new life to our people.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We'll have peace and harmony among us.
We'll be loving.
We'll be loving.
Sharing.
Sharing.
And creating.
And creating.
We will work.
We will work.
Study.
Study.
And listen.
And listen.
So we may learn.
So we may learn.
Learn so we may teach.
Learn so we may teach.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will cultivate self-reliance.
We will struggle to resurrect.
We will struggle to resurrect.
And unify our homeland.
And unify our homeland.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will raise many children for our nation.
We will have discipline.
We will have discipline.
Patience.
Patience.
Devotion.
Devotion.
And courage.
And courage.
We will live as models.
We will live as models.
To provide new direction for our people.
To provide new direction for our people.
We'll be free and self-determining.
We'll be free and self-determining.
We are African people.
We are African people.
Aluta.
Aluta.
Continua.
Continua.
Kufala.
Kufala.
America, America, America. Break the neck of its upper thigh.
It's been now 8 days since there's been hot water in the John Hay homes, and we're talking with Sister Tina Porter. And Tina, what do you think about it?
Well, tell the truth about it, I need some hot water, because I need to take baths, my kids need to take baths, and not only is the hot water, we don't have no heat. And then I got young kids that's living there, and they get up in the morning sneezing and coughing and everything. They can't take baths in the morning. And at night, and I had to turn the oven on, so it'd be heat in the house, so they can take their baths. So in the morning, you know, since talking about taking a wash up or nothing like that, because the water is too cold. The hot water, we didn't have no water coming out the hot yesterday.
Now they got cold water coming out the hot. They could have left that off, couldn't they?
They should have left out.
If you don't pay your rent, the housing is quick to jump on you about it, ain't it?
Put you out. Send you papers.
America, America, America. I say, break the neck of this apartheid. America, America, America. I say, break the neck of this apartheid.
Every 34 hours, we can even celebrate a victory. Life over the threat of death.
Of this apartheid. America, America, America. I say, break the neck of this apartheid. America, America, America. You got to break the neck of this apartheid.
Hold on, I'll be there. About on nine.
Stay right where you at, brother. You get clear and clear. Okay, now this is supposed to be for scientific research. What kind of research can you do from where we're standing?
None.
None at all. It's kind of a blatant example of white supremacy.
That's all.
We got the chief back here talking. You want to go back and catch what he's saying for the listeners?
Yeah.
Because we're live at Dixon Mounds, Black Liberation.
It's always our way that when we come into an area that we consider sacred and holy, that we cleanse ourselves.
So can we burn it? Yeah.
Go ahead. Now we're having a little ceremonial things going on. Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Can you explain what the ceremony is about?
Why don't you kids come around here and gather around here.
Black Liberation Movement.
First of all, I want you to go ahead and sit down where you're at.
We're in the actual
area. I want you to tell you what the ceremony is that we're about to perform. When we go into an area that is sacred, and we do consider cemeteries sacred, well, we prepare ourselves for these people that are buried here, that are here. The spirits will understand that we come in a humble way.
We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. I know you feel the lie.
It was chaotic, and I talked to one of the EMTs later. EMT is emergency medical technician. And by the time they got there, there were really just passers-by who were all doing whatever they could to try and comfort these people, but there were a lot of people there. And when the first ambulance that got there was from Raymond Harville, and they didn't have any communications on there to call up to St. John's Hospital. They didn't have any oxygen. They didn't have any IV equipment. It was just like, almost like a stripped down ambulance, you know. In Springfield, you just tend to think that all ambulances have all these services on that you need in emergency, but out in the rural area, there's nobody in the Raymond Harville ambulance company that's hired. The only people are volunteers.
Is it normal?
The training they have is very minimal.
Who determined that people would go to St. John's, or was there no hospital in Raymond?
There was a minister there, and at first I thought he had been on the van, but I think there was other cars traveling. I think it was he was in a car behind him or something. I'm not sure, but he was not hurt at all, so I don't think he had been in the van, and I don't know that. But he was trying to decide what to do with people. It was a little closer to Litchfield, but since they were all from Springfield, he decided to take them up to St. John's.
When the people can understand each other, when black people can stand on their own feet, little more, I tell you some more.
Can you get a legal ruling on it?
Because it is.
Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
Well, can you cite me a section of law that grants that authority?
We have had several different people in here to represent the department. Are you recording that now?
Yeah.
Have you told me that?
What did you say? You said
my benefits. No,
okay.
I don't see it's on until I actually
okay.
put it on me.
Okay, it's on.
Okay.
But now, I'm
you
asking
must
you.
Shut it off
okay.
now.
I'm asking you then. I'm asking you. You cite for me a section of law that says I cannot record your hearing.
If you would like
I've done
me
it
to go
already.
Get that, I will.
Yeah,
go
would you
get
put,
that.
Would you?
I will. But you need to turn that off.
Okay, you're going to go get it when
yes,
I turn
I
it off?
Yes, I am.
Okay, there won't be any problem. You can be my dad if I turn it back off. I'm going to be sure of that, okay? Because we've went through this before with the department, and the ruling is that we can record it, and I think that's understood to be that way. Now, if you can give me some legal opinion.
I just told you I was going to get it.
Okay.
Please shut that off.
Okay, but I want to make sure that we don't have any more conversation for you to get that. Okay? Keep listening. Hey, man. You know, 3 months we'll probably get the rest.
I'm sorry, it's changing so long. We're trying to get a hold of you right now, just to double check.
Can we do this? Can we do this?
Can we
do a copy of the grievance procedure?
When black people fight for the generation to come, when will it end? When black people know their weakness, when will it end? When black people can stand on their own. Can turn dirt into iron and steel. When will it end? When they can go further in their brain, then will it end? Time and that's when.
Let us remember the story of this victory so that we can pass it on to our children as a humble inspiration to them to carry on the struggle for freedom.
Africa, Africa, Africa is the destiny.
Just what y'all are. Y'all feel real tough, a little 9-year-old. R&P is on 9-year-old. Don't know what the hell you're teaching no damn way. What's the situation? We're gonna have to go downtown.
Yeah,
that
was good.
What are we doing downtown? Is this just to get 105 from Mike?
Yeah.
But it's gonna be just good. I love this. Stay up all night here.
Pardon me? So, does anyone explain what happened this morning?
Yeah, little kid fight on the playground. It goes on at every school in this country.
So, what happened?
The little kid just got on the playground. That's the way I look at it. So what we're going to do here? We're going to go downtown?
Yeah.
Then what?
We got to do some paperwork down there, and then he'll be released here.
But how long are we going to be before we do that? I don't really have all day to tell you.
Yeah, we can head on down there right now. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can follow me down.
Yeah.
He's a few lines with me.
I guess you was on that school radio a couple weeks ago at Rathbad and Flexon Middle School. Pardon me? You was on that radio while I harassed some black boys at two schools in this town last week, right?
Couldn't wait to get my son out. Couldn't.
You
arrested all night.
You arrested daddy all
night.
Every night. Then come out here and have his son arrested.
Pardon me? Did he arrest?
That make you a big man.
Big man.
Okay, you got it all wrong.
Yeah, we do.
Got what all wrong?
Yeah, we got it all right.
I thought you were a man, we got that wrong.
Okay, start listening from my horn. Talk to me. You hear me? I'm coming to you. Keep talking. Open up your mic and just talk for a while. We're coming to you. Keep talking. Right where you are. Listen for my horn. I'm close. Okay, y'all sounding good. Y'all doing all right, okay? Listen for my horn. I'm getting close. We on Chesterfield yet? That all right. Sounding good, brother. Y'all doing real good. We'll be there. That all nine. Getting clear. Y'all did take a long walk. Y'all all right. Y'all doing good. I'll be there in a minute. We got you. We got you. You sounding good.
Can you hear the horn?
Can you hear my horn yet? Okay, we're getting closer to you though. You're coming in real good now. Got on nine. Y'all see us? They hear you. They hear you. There they go. Y'all did good. Excellent. Excellent.
Here we go.
All right, Latona on nine. Everybody with y'all? How many? 19 of y'all? Count everybody. Y'all did good. Y'all did beautiful. Way to be. Way to be. Don't worry about it. Y'all did good. Y'all did excellent. Get everybody on. Make sure everybody gets a seat.
Night. All the islands unite.
Susan Barati with her disrespectful self. Jimmy, and nobody knows nothing. That's the biggest lie they told in this room today. And it's by time that this stops. Blackwell, if you're gonna be a director, be a director. You're gonna be a house boy, go somewhere else. You need to stand up and be a man. Be a 32-year-old unarmed blind man. With a family of being harassed daily. Even his kids was arrested in school, 8 years old, taken downtown, fingerprinted and handcuffed. Now he has a police record. The harassment that goes on this man's house, windows knocked out, and some of your staff yesterday went in and lied in his apartment over there and stole some books out. We took videotapes of it. That would call your office and you was aware that the videotapes had been taken up and see you taking the books out. You send them back. Tell that to your board. Let's be real. Let's cut the crap and stop the harassment. I'm for one personally sick of it.
White people are all mad about. Can you imagine that nigga said he don't know nothing about Rodney?
Everybody saying like,
he know about Rodney King. I can imagine that. He knows that whoever his superior supposed to be told his master because he's gay.
And she's not
cheating in no damn meeting. How the hell did that meet at 11:45?
No,
get up
at 4
and get off at 12 o'clock.
She get off at 12?
I'll tell you why,
for the listeners, that's why Betty Lipsy could not come to the phone because she was down here with them white dogs earlier and they probably
was
down there. That's right.
Yeah, she's down there. You do it, Betty. We can't do it. You
just like Columbus, you know. What do you expect from a woman? She got her son so damn punched drunk, he don't even know where he at.
She walking with them white men.
I'm telling you.
She ain't got shit.
She ain't got shit.
Mark and say, Mark and say, creep on the line.
Greatest War Correspondents about what happened with Rodney King. Here comes Rick the Trick Weiss, Fat Ass Zalbados, and old wife cheating on his wife ass Kolar, come breaking into the Malcolm X Children's Library, led by the scary guy. We asked him, what did you want in the library? They said, absolutely nothing. Now, Brenda, you talked to him. What did they tell you?
They said they couldn't tell me what they was looking for unless I gave them my name.
And when
I gave them my name, they told me I still didn't have the right to know what they was looking for.
Bert, you heard him say some other stuff. Fat ass Zalbados.
Yeah.
What you hear those slobs say?
When she did tell him what her name was, she said, can you tell me now? She said, she was going to, then she changed her mind.
Yeah, nigga, she probably don't know.
The nigga probably don't know. That badass rookie said, I wouldn't tell her nothing.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell her nothing because he's behind all
that. It don't matter what we looking for, but I ain't gonna tell her nothing.
I said, behind all what? They couldn't tell me nothing.
Well, where did they come from? And we sitting in here.
They came, we were sitting outside. These motherfuckers pulled up. I thought they was going next door or something. They at the back door.
And then we saw.
Now we got the scanner sitting on right here. We ain't heard no call. I heard Zalbados when he bought his fat ass from the hospital because they beat some brother up down there on 14th Place. That's when the brothers hit Barry's car with that bottle. Well, let me finish this though. Zalbados came back and he told Weiss and Schober to meet him down at the substation. He had something to do. And this apparently was it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, they
this
sure
apparently
did.
Was
they
it.
Down
you
down there,
meet at the substation.
You know what? I was walking to the liquor store and I could be funny. They was pulling up at that security guard office real quick.
Yeah, that's when they told him. That's what
they told him.
So then apparently it was to come down by the station and see what would happen. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear some shots?
Yes,
but now.
Did they
stop what they was doing and go check
no,
the shots
no,
out?
No, no.
They
went
down in that ass apartment looking for what?
I don't know.
They didn't say nothing to nobody else? He's looking for the cracker dog.
And then the house.
Oh yeah, the house
then
nigga.
The house nigga lady gonna say,
at least I got a job.
What, looking up behind them white folks' ass?
Look at all of this crap.
That's all she doing.
That's right, just holding her own folks down, trying to act like a white
motherfucker. That's all she doing.
With her two ponytails. You know what's behind the ponytails, don't you?
Uh-huh.
The horse's ass.
Horse's ass.
Well, what do y'all think it was all about?
You talking about what's going on with Rodney King.
I think they came this close to the radio just to see if anybody would be looking. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. They're leaving now. They're telling the dispatcher they're leaving 12th Street, and they'll be right going back down to the office to tell. Yeah, they've been gone. But see, the people downtown don't know they've been gone. You see? But they wasn't looking for a damn thing. It was all about harassment because they can't stand the fact.
They're
all in the shit. All in the shit. They've been gone.
They've been gone from 12th Street. You know how they lie. I always say they on 12th and Mason.
They probably went down there and made that black wench turn a trick. You know what I'm saying?
They probably did.
Yeah, she got a job.
They probably didn't make it. They don't have to make it.
She got a job.
Yeah.
She is a man.
She more man than Zalbados. I bet you that. I bet she's more man than Zalbados.
She doing everything they tell her to.
Oh, yeah. Just opening her people's doors up. I mean, acting all in. I got her.
When I'm with you, I can't be wrong. If not in me, then you see me. Africa.
And then what did they ask me? They asked me, what are you doing there? What were you doing there? And I said, I was visiting a friend. And they said, who is your friend? And I said, Umbana Kanteko. And they said, oh, are you a member of Black Liberation Radio? And I said, no, I live in Wisconsin. I didn't say no or yes. I said, I live in Wisconsin.
Wait, when he asked you where you were a member of Black Liberation Radio, was this an attempt to be smart alecky, you think, or did he actually...
No, actually, I think he was trying to protect me.
Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africans. Yeah. As it's been said already, let it be done. Yeah. We are the children of the Rastaman.
I'm
right here.
Okay.
You can't have the weather.
I can't accept it
anymore. You have to accept my money.
I'm sorry,
but
I can't accept
it. Who said you can't accept it?
The housing management and the attorneys have advised me
not to accept no money of mine.
I'm sorry.
Now, is this a rule? I mean, you know you have to accept it, don't you?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't have to accept it. It has, there has been a case filed for possession of your property.
Because I don't live there. And you swore that you didn't know where I was, right?
I didn't know where you were. The process server tried to serve you on three different occasions.
So that means I'm not there?
It was unsuccessful.
And you swore that you checked with my friend?
You would not accept it from Thomas. In fact, he gave a statement as to what your words were with him. You would not accept it, so... We had no other choice, man.
And so you're saying you're not going to accept my rent?
I can't.
Is a black woman rent?
I don't.
But it ain't got nothing to do with nothing but them wanting to harass us here.
Thank you, House Security.
Yeah, my name is Mbana Kantako.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had the police and a couple of your staff come down and go through the children's library. Uh-huh. Can I ask what it was about?
I can't give you that kind of information, sir.
Well, I mean, I'm responsible for the library, so if anything's damaged, you're going to accept that, too?
You got to talk to my superior about that.
Well, then put your superior on the phone.
My supervisor? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Got it?
No, sir.
Oh,
that's Betty.
Put my shoe on. Oh, that's her. Yeah, that's she's
lying. Betty, bootlicking, lipsy. Yeah. Got her own son so damn punch drunk he don't know where he is. Can't give us that kind of information.
Well, Miss Rita?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes? She's in a meeting. Do you want to file a complaint?
Do I want to file a complaint?
Yes.
Like Rodney King?
Like Rodney King?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Rodney King.
Oh, you got
it.
I tell you what, man, you have a good night, okay?
You want to file a complaint?
Oh, I will, but in my own way.
Oh, okay then.
Mangler tracked it down. They throw it to second. Uh-oh. What do you say, Hump?
Yeah, baby.
The girls are jumping up and down. He must have been out. They're slapping hands out there.
He just thought they made a great play.
He slid past second base and got tagged right on the head with that ball. Uh-oh. Now there's a little altercation out there. Canotti just threw him back about 10 feet. There's an argument out there. The pitcher's telling the ump exactly what happened. The ump is ambling out there to see if he can get both sides of the story and decide what happened.
There he goes.
Jabari's still rubbing his head because Canotti.
He claiming is that he overslid.
He did. He slipped when he hit off that base. He
and
fell.
When he slid off the base. That's when they claim they got him.
He went around the base.
And they're
slipped.
The case with the umpire.
Fell off and then he got whacked in the head with that ball while
was
he was off the base.
Oh, okay. The
okay.
The same.
All right. The ump is breaking up a fight out there now.
That lion, that just want to make it out so they can have some cheer back.
What did the ump call?
Okay, he got it.
Okay.
Umpire made a decision and made one team happy and another team mad.
He's making his rules up as he goes along,
man,
too.
He's an American. This is the place to be when you want to be this kind of business.
You hit somebody in the head, you go back to base.
Go back to base. That's right. And so everybody's
all right.
Up on the mound. The defense isn't happy with that
okay,
rule.
Okay, well, that makes sense, I guess.
She's still screaming
at that ball.
She throws the first pitch in and glares at the umpire. So what do you mean that's a ball?
Yeah, Jabari could be hurt hitting the head with a softball, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Not Jabari's head.
Hit the tree. What is that? Oh, man. It's an out. All right. That first baseman.
Brother Mandelis got the team on the field talking it up.
Man over there.
Yeah, we are.
Knocks that ball over his head. 2 outs.
Brother Sahuba. He puts it in
center field. Mandelo thought he had it. He dropped it and it went through his fingers.
Jabari's
around third.
Did anybody in the van, the Mississippi Power Light van, did any of them seem to have any
All of them was just making fun of me and laughing and saying that, yeah, you got your butt kicked this time. And just kept making accusations.
This time?
Yeah.
Like in apparent reference to the 93 incident.
Right. He jumped on me over there on Cook Street in my auntie's house because a guy stole something and the guy went in my auntie's house, which I didn't see him go in the house. So he told me I'm under arrest for giving him a false. And I told him I'm not under arrest. I'm not going nowhere with you because I ain't done anything.
Uh-huh.
So I go in the house. He come in the house. He sprayed me in the face with the mace. Then he hit me in the jaw. And the only thing I did was to defend myself. I fought back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he apparently felt you got out on him.
I didn't get out because they gave me probation.
Well, I'm, you know, I mean, in terms of the struggle, in terms of the fight itself.
Yes.
And so all the time, even in the van, these guys were saying, you got your butt kicked this time, huh?
Yes.
Like an apparent reference to the fact that you beat their butt last time, right?
Only part I didn't like is when he said it's not a black thing, it's a white thing. Now then blow it. He grabbed it. Grabbed his penis and said, blow it.
In the van.
Outside, they all had got out of the van. They
This is
outside.
When on 11th Street there?
Yes, in the back of the glass house.
In front of the old white lady and man.
The old white lady couldn't see that.
Oh, he had
they
his back
like
to her.
They was like a block away and they looking over the fence looking down at us.
Right, right. And he told you to come suck him.
Yeah, he said blow this. He said it's not a black thing, it's a white thing, now blow it.
Well, brother, I tell you what, take a lot of courage to come and tell this type of story and we appreciate you for doing it. Anything I didn't ask you want to share with us right now?
I just want to know how long do we going to have to sit and let them brutalize our black community like this.
Police officers and two female police officers, county officers, I'm sorry. They rushed me in that room, kneed me down to the ground again. I'm still in handcuffs, mind you. Mm-hmm. They maced me again. This time.
Wait a minute. They maced you in the county jail.
Again.
Five male jailers and two female.
That's right.
And you're still cuffed.
That's right. Still cuffed.
Now, where's Heaton and them at this time? Have they left?
He was in there, too.
Oh, he's sitting
there. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell because I was on the ground. I just felt all these knees, and then I felt my pulling my hair. And this female officer, she called me a black whore. Her exact words are, you black whores have such attitudes. And she pulled my hair from the front to the back out. I have my hair in the bag.
Yes. They ripped your hair out of your head?
I have patches, bloody patches in my head where they ripped it out.
All this time, what are you doing? What are you saying all this time?
I say, y'all just stupid. You still stupid. No matter what you do to me, it still makes you stupid. You cannot be better than me. Y'all just say shit to me.
Oh, mama, mama, you're coughing. Living on the front line. I say, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. I say, yeah. Mama, you
You are familiar with what that requires of you there in paragraph 4, section C, right? What might that mean?
I would take that to mean if someone was unable to hear and they needed someone to sign, they would be,
or
someone provided.
Or. Are deaf folks the only ones that are communicatively? Right.
I'm not really sure.
If it would apply in your thinking to a deaf person who would need someone to sign, would it not so also be, would it be too presumptuous to think that maybe it should be applied to a blind man that might need Braille?
This talks in terms of providing a person to interpret.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It speaks towards the person to interpret.
Right. So you lay down a printed piece of paper in front of a blind man. Do I not or do I need an interpreter?
You represent my counsel.
Excuse me. I asked the question. I didn't ask you to determine who's representing you or not.
That would be someone who could, on your behalf, look at a document thing.
You really don't know what it means, do you? Truthfully, I mean, if we were just to quit all the pretense, the bottom line is you have no idea what paragraph 4, section C means to
Yeah.
And the bus in California.
Yep. It sounds like we're evening up the score, brother.
Oh, and run off down the mountain. 17.
But you know how they always say, they said both of them, like the train, they say it might have been a braking thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the other bus might have been a brake thing. Who built the damn brakes?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
White supremacy killed those people. White supremacy killed them. Nothing but white supremacy. It had nothing to do with no brakes, because if they allow those people that have the ability to do better than them to do better, then we wouldn't even be needing no buses.
That's right.
We wouldn't be needing no trains.
No.
Wouldn't need none of that old childish sort of air polluting kind of equipment, you know what I mean? How did our people take a, you know, because they done took and said, we'll be right back in a short moment here.
I have a right to record any way I choose. Get your grievance procedure. Get your grievance procedure out. Get your grievance procedure out. Yes, you do. You mean we don't have no rights other than what you say?
You don't. You're not recording.
I am recording.
Well, you got ruling from my attorney.
Well, I want to see it. I want to see it in writing. I want to see it in writing. I don't give a damn what you say.
All right, hold it. No one has a public place.
All right. Then you tell him to stop trying to violate my human rights. He is violating my human rights, and now you're coming to help me. Ain't you trying to help me?
Keep the noise down.
Okay. All right, then. What I'm saying is, I have a right to protect myself.
We got to go by what our management
says. We have a right also.
Well, what is your right? Show me. Show me what it says. Show me where it says. I don't care what you make a decision on. I have a right to do
this.
I'm
going
to attend to him.
Okay,
well,
you're going
to
attend to
him. I am too. Yes, I am. Then there can't be no hearing without me.
Well,
you're trying. So this is your way to get out of the hearing, right?
No, we're
trying. Trying to violate my hearing. What attorney said? What? Why did? Who is your attorney? Don LaBoo. Don LaBoo, property tax protesters of Springfield, Don LaBoo. Look, I'm telling you, I have a right. I have a right to do this, and I am going to exercise that right. I guess I'm going to go in the room. I got my tape recorder in my hand, right?
There's no video camera.
I got my tape recorder. Is that cool?
Take that in. But you're not
I put the camera cover on the camera?
The lens.
No, you're not.
It's just the same as sound.
What's the difference in this?
It's the same.
What's the difference in this? Who are you?
He's not
going to
take the cap off.
What's your name anyway?
He's not going to take the cap off.
Mr. who?
Greer.
How did you? So you're the new housing manager?
You're not taking the video camera.
Okay. No, I can't take the video
if
camera.
If it's just sound.
I can take the camera in because I have a right. What kind of lease am I here on? What kind of lease am I in here on? No, I don't give a damn about that.
What kind of?
What kind of?
Okay. You're going to have to leave, Mr. Greer.
We're being thrown off the property.
I'm just leaving, right? We're just telling you to leave. We'll reschedule.
I got to hear it. We're going to reschedule it.
The hearing's off.
We're going to get a reschedule.
Mr. Reedus.
And Les Greer, you said I cannot record the hearing, right?
You're not recording.
I cannot record you all dogging me up. Even with the lens cap.
Mr. Reedus, would you please walk out?
I'd rather go to jail.
You don't, we'll call the police and that can be arranged.
Okay. No, we got what we wanted. We got what we wanted. Thank you very much, Mr. Greer. Thank you very much. Y'all heard that? Don't nobody got no rights. All Les Greer got to say is go.
All right.
Cool. No problem. We got what we wanted. I got mine too. See there? I'm not intimidated.
On my green land would be like heaven to me.
Getting ready to grab Charles. You hear Black Road in the background, they're yelling, don't you?
I'm out of here. You can go ahead. I don't have any money. I can't go to my house. 14.
Keep booking that freedom of speech, Indiana.
You got to go ahead, Charles, because I'm thinking they cannot hold on to me anyway.
See, they got that little bitty baby on the PA thing now. Y'all hear that little bitty baby at 12 at night? They're snapping Billy Ray's picture in National Guard and Queen's County. Yes,
where y'all at now? Billy Ray?
Yeah.
Where y'all at?
I'm still right with the
car. Going back to 14?
Hold on for a minute. They get have out the car. They ask him to leave. They're going to take him to jail.
They arrested him.
Hey, man.
Yo.
Man, now you see me walking on, I'ma walk on the side of him and say, I don't say that to him, they arrest me. You see what type of boys these is, you already know.
Funny that they can walk around screaming this time of night, but you can't scream.
Right, they're right. They should have arrested his brother because they talking about taking his brother to jail because he's talking.
Ain't that something? And yet they can walk around all those folks that don't live over here.
Right.
Hey, they're consistent.
Yep.
Where y'all at on 13?
Yeah.
then they body slammed you, didn't they?
That's right.
What happened with that?
Me and my husband, we had a disagreement when I was 9 months. No, I'm sorry. I was 4 months pregnant. The baby was born dead at 9 months. That's what happened. I was 4.5 months pregnant. And his girlfriend that he was seeing across the street, he was having an affair with this girl across the street. He seen me and him arguing on the porch, so she called the police. When the police got to my house, me and him was sitting on the porch. Uh-huh. And they was like, well, we had a call over here, but we know she's the only one with a phone. We ain't stupid, you know?
Right.
We had a phone call that someone here had been stabbed. And so, are you LaGretta Hunter? And I said, yeah. So I was automatically rushed to the door, bam, stomach first. I had on maternity clothes. He couldn't have missed it. So I had a sonogram done. I think I went to the doctor 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took me to the hospital where all the city, Springfield Police Department was there,
mm-hmm,
talking to the sonogram person.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time they brought me the sonogram and called my doctor, it showed that my baby was halfway dislodged from the placenta,
mm-hmm,
that I was hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 6 months, I had a stillborn. I was carrying twins. I had one at 6 months, and then I had the other stillborn at 9 months.
Don't you mess with the crowd. You try to stick around, don't you mess with the crack.
Why?
Because crack is a killer, crack it is a killer. Celebrate that. Crack is a killer, crack it is a killer. Crack is a killer, crack it is a killer. Wanna hear that? Crack is a killer, crack it is a killer. Say tell your brother, sister, tell it to your mother. Say tell your auntie, cousin, tell it to your father. Say tell your grandfather, tell your grandmother.
So y'all use 80% of the world's drugs, 80%, and you out here in the poorest part of town talking shit. Yeah, love my ass, take him out there and love some of you dope thing hunters. We don't need him out here. He ain't doing no good out here. He's helping y'all remove y'all guilt feelings. That's what he helping y'all do. Y'all the dope thing. Y'all the dope thing. Don't try to come out here and make our people feel guilty. Oh man, this is some silly shit. That's some silly shit. 90% of the government say 90% of the cocaine users are white. What they doing out here? If they really want to do some good, it's all up front. What are you gonna ask me?
I just wanna know if, if you saw one of your friends using, what would you say to
them? If I saw one of my friends, I'd say, don't you know how this devil made that shit to kill you? Don't you know the job people make that shit? That crack cocaine takes sulfuric acid and hydrochloric acid to make. You know how you get that shit? You gotta have a license. You can't buy that stuff nowhere. White folks are the number one abusers of cocaine. What y'all out here for? Trying to make y'all feel innocent? No, you out here trying to feel innocent. Go get the last report by Health and Human Services that shows white folks use 90% of cocaine in this country. 90%. What are y'all out here for? Trying to make yourself feel innocent.
You're kind of bucking the whole system though, are you? Or no?
Who? Fuck the system.
You don't believe in law enforcement?
I don't believe in white supremacy, anti-humanism, no. Listen, am I correct that the last Health and Human Services report said 90% of those who are addicted to cocaine are white?
Cocaine, but not crack.
Well, then crack is the same damn thing. You just freebase it. Hell, if we can't come up with cocaine, how are we going to come up with crack? It's a chemically-based drug. Y'all some damn dope fiend motherfuckers, and y'all out here trying to make our people feel guilty. Hey, them people there, all of them, all paid. You going to bring in some paid motherfuckers to make it look like our neighborhood is dope fiends? Y'all the dope fiends. Go out there on the west end of town and talk about drug addiction. Guilt-ridden motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm
not even coming to stay out here. No. All them black people they got with them talking about.
first half of the first inning here.
Well, what do you think, though?
Playing hard. Played on the third base.
What did you think of your ball?
That ball obviously was outside of the line. That ball was out. I could see it.
Rolled to third base.
Third baseman played it smart. Right.
It was spinning. It went all the way down to third baseline. It was spinning, and then it rolled out.
You had a good look at it?
From
first base?
Yeah, it was spinning all the way down. But the lines are here.
Who's the third base umpire?
It's Jabari.
Jabari!
No
other. Are you aware that Black Liberation Radio is known all over the earth? That we've received requests for information of assistance and so forth. And how many continents, Michael? Then every continent on the planet. But you somehow, as manager, how many residents in John Hay would you say would be easily recognizable to the general public in Springfield?
Oh, I have no idea.
You think it's a lot? I mean, you think that if, say, we put Bob Johnson's name in the paper, most folks in town, a good percentage of folks in town would recognize the name, right?
I don't know what the recognizability factor would be.
totally in control over anything. You know, like I said, they didn't engage the community until an hour after the activity had ceased. So we're getting up around 5:30 and we're going to take a short break, see what's going on, stretch. And I'd advise you to boil, get you some jugs or something and get you some water out now. Because, you know, it's not inconceivable that these devils might shut your water off before this thing ends. Because they're running down a plan, and the plan might call for them to shut your water off. So if you got a pot or something you need to be getting you some water. And if you can, you need to be boiling you some water, really. Because, hey, in a situation like this, this is when the devil is at his best, when he got everything contained. Now, the special channel that I guess right here that the pigs was using for the occupation has been released now. They say it's open for regular traffic. That means apparently they feel the activity has ceased. But again, it was an hour afterwards the activity ceased before they even invaded the community. So maybe the exercise is winding down. Maybe. Not necessarily so. Because these devils got some plans. I wonder how many buses they had out in Evergreen. Okay, you're hearing activity in the area again. People were not immediately taken to jail, I don't believe. I think they were held on buses for extended periods of time. Probably would have gave you an opportunity to tell. And most people said, tell what? I was just outside. What is it I'm supposed to tell you, devil? Because they definitely didn't want to get those that they alleged they were after, because that activity had ceased an hour before. And they didn't want to get them because they figured there might be a price to pay. Activity in the community, no vehicle traffic at all has gone up and down Reynolds, Madison, or Mason since, 3 o'clock or shortly before 3, other than those involved with this exercise. I mentioned before that this Project Weed and Seed, this is the Housing Authority's program, and basically what you're seeing is it in effect. These are different agencies, mass transit, the police, they probably got some crackers out filling up jars of blood and stuff, you know. No telling what them devils is turning this into. Remember how they went and did that damn, that one thing at the airport where they faked that crash? At this point, we have no more witnesses, and we know that we're running up on the time that we've been allowed to defend ourselves, which means that we have no defense. But so at this time,
at least half an hour to present any witnesses that you like.
I think I would like to take this time to make my closing argument. Everybody and their mama is told in this country that this is a nation of laws, and that in order for this nation to function, the people must be obedient to the laws. But in order for the people to be obedient, it is also said that government must be obedient to the rules and regulations of the nation as well. Being an extension of a governmental body as the Housing Authority is, I don't think that exempts them from rules. And what rules am I talking about? We're talking about the rules that govern the people's right to redress the grievances against the Housing Authority. Now, we've discussed this over and over and over. Throughout this whole process, on every occasion, there's been some reference to the Housing Authority's lack of willingness to comply with the document that they set forward. In testimony by Don LeBoux, he clearly stated
that this grievance procedure didn't come from no militant rebel tenant organization. This grievance process came from the housing authority. Kim Karowski testified that it was in response, and it was the only thing that he could testify to, that it was drawn up in response to federal regulations and required to be done. There in this thing called the grievance process, it says that unless this document offends Illinois law, United States law, or the Housing Act of 1937, it shall be the document used to settle grievances. Don LaBoon testified that it does not offend Illinois law, that it does not offend United States law, that it does not offend the Housing Act of 1937 as amended. In this document, paragraph 6-7, section G, it says that I'm entitled, that I have no, I only have to do is appear here and show that I'm entitled to the relief request. Now, which amount of money is the housing authority alleging that I owe? In this document, paragraph 6-7, section G, it says that I'm entitled, Now, which amount of money is the housing authority alleging that I owe? In the hearing, informal hearing on the 26th of October, they alleged one amount. They changed. In another hearing on the 5th of October, on March 93, they alleged another amount. And they changed. And in fact, in testimony by once accounts receivable manager Susan Berardi, it was said that once an amount of money that a person in public housing owes goes into the book, you are unable to determine what they owe for rent or what they owe for anything else. In this hearing here, Brian Atwell, perpetrating as a hearing officer, stated himself that when the housing authority moved to dismiss our complaint, that they had no grounds because the amount of the dispute was still in question. Let's talk about being specific. Article 4, Section C clearly says that if the housing authority finds they have an advantage on someone because of their inability to communicate, in the language that the housing authority is putting forth their case in, that the housing authority has a responsibility to see to it that that bridge is gapped. I mean, that gap is, that there's a bridge for that gap. It says that. That's the only thing in this whole process that's supposed to be the protection for the people that's written twice. It's written in paragraph 4, section C, and paragraph 7, section B. Paragraph 6, part 2, section C, it speaks about our rights, those who live in public housing, those who do not have the benefit of a salary to sit around all day and litigate, arguing points and this and that. Those who are allegedly the most, who are in fact the most despised in this society. The only document that gives them any sort of redress while they try to enjoy the comfort of what has been made their home is being violated without any doubt. It says in here that I'm entitled to any and all information that I desire. That the housing authority is entitled to make this information available. It says in there that I am entitled to to record the hearing in any manner I see fit. But we spent almost an hour during this so-called grievance process discussing our right to do that. Another example of the housing authority's willingness to violate the rights of the people. Paragraph 1. It says I'm entitled to a hearing in front of a panel upon receipt of a written request. First, to that effect, unfortunately, just by happenstance, the only paragraph in 16 pages of Braille is necessary. And everybody here has determined that it don't look like the rest of the Braille. It says on the entire tour of hearing, it doesn't say nothing about no officer. Paragraph 1, I mean 4, section 1, said that the only way Kim Kuraski could have chaired that last meeting was that if he was selected by the executive director to do so. And being that the executive director was one of those who accused me in the State Journal Register on the 4th of June of starting what they call a riot, Kim Kuraski would want us to think that there was no discussion about me other than the fact that I owed some money to the housing authority.
All right, we still happy because we look forward to the opportunity to reveal what time it truly is. That very few will have the guts these days to do simply what's right. Paragraph 6 in its entirety speaks only of a hearing panel. You can find some 20 some odd references to a hearing panel. When you discuss an officer in paragraph 6, a hearing officer, there's only one area in this whole document that tells you how to arrive at it. And ain't got nothing to do with sending out no list of potential prospects to be hearing officers and having those who participate in the process to accept or reject one or the other. It says nothing about that. In fact, it says, in order to arrive at a hearing officer, the panel of seven must elect them. Now, why did they choose a panel of seven? Now, we know why the housing authority can't abide by this document. For if everybody in public housing availed themselves of the alleged protections in it, this agency would shut down. By evidence of us being in our 8th hour in this proceeding, and ain't 1 minute of it been done correctly. Ain't 1 minute. I'm happy. I'm happy because you all have proved to the people that what you sit up here and talk about don't mean nothing. Paragraph 3, it describes who I'm supposed to be. I'm the plaintiff. I'm the one who called the shot as to the scope of the discussion in this hearing. But we've been told by the self-appointed hearing officer that he called all the shots. Now why did they, in principle, why did they in writing write this panel in the manner that they did? It's pretty clear. They wanted to create the illusion of fairness without the substance of fairness. The panel composition spoke clearly to in this paragraph 6. It says there should be three residents. Three residents. And they are to come as a result of the elected resident council holding an election to select 9 that will serve on an alternating basis on these hearing sessions. Also, there are supposed to be 3 members of the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. We can clearly see why they wouldn't want to be involved in this. We can obviously see why they wouldn't go try to find 3 residents either. And then we get to Mr. Atwell. That's the only way. Because after those other six are selected, then you go to what they call the TCRC. That's supposed to be the group, that's a liaison group between the resident tenant group and the housing authority management. They are supposed to come together, that's 7. And this one that's selected is supposed to be disinterested. It doesn't say that the housing authority attorney go out and put together a list of potential hearing officers. There's nothing in this document to say this. And when we request it over and over and over that you cite this section, you can't do it. You won't do it because it's non-existent. Again, we're asking that you continue to tell the people that they have no other form of redress. Because the only reason the people haven't got the relief they need is because they thought there was some fairness in this process. But you have removed all doubt. You removed all question. But we searched this thing from top to bottom to top. Where there's some 20 some odd references to a hearing panel, you might find 3 to 4 references to hearing officers. But when it comes down to discussion, because everything in here has a definition spelled out, everything is spelled out. And when it comes down to the discussion of a hearing officer, there is nothing contained in that document that the Springfield Housing Authority put forward grants Don LaBoof or anybody else the authority to do anything other than what that document spells out. Now,
also a couple times in this document here. It speaks to the fact that careful consideration needs to be given throughout the hearing process that staff that are directly involved in the case have no involvement in the hearing. It speaks to that twice in that thing. But yet, we already know that Kim Karatsky filed a complaint. Kim Karatsky chaired the informal hearing and served as primary witness of the agency. Okay, no problem, because all we're doing is clearing up the gray areas. All we want to do is clear up the gray areas, the parts where people are uncertain as to whether there's fairness or not. And ain't nobody asking for no special treatment. But according to the rules, the burden of proof from the moment we make our appearance is on the housing authority. And what must they prove? They must prove that the amount that they say I owe, but already that amount has changed 3 or 4 times. They haven't even come close to proving that. And they themselves admit that with the bookkeeping system that they have available, there is no way, shape, or form they can know whether I owe them or not. Now we contend, and we thank you for the evidence to back it up, that this attack is malicious, it's discriminatory, and it's retaliatory as a result of me accepting my responsibility as a human being. And we thank you for backing that up. The Housing Authority put forth the document that they said we'd be using in procedure. Yes, they did. No question about it. Don LeBlanc said so himself. Didn't indicate, in fact, if you go back and look and see how they can amend this thing, about all the people can do is look at a damn piece of paper on the wall and say they agree with it or don't. But it doesn't necessarily have to go in. So this whole grievance procedure was set up by the Housing Authority. Now, boy, they really must have felt real macho going into a procedure with a blind man and not affording him the opportunity to see the information that they would be basing their assertions on. Must have really made them feel macho. Must have really made them feel big. But they wasn't feeling that thing on big, because when they gave that blind man the copy of the thing in Braille, they had to scratch out the first paragraph, because that was one of the most significant points that we had raised from the very beginning, was the composition of this form. So they scratched out the part that said, upon filing of a written request, one will receive a hearing before a P-A-N-N-E-L, however you spell it, you knew what I'm talking about. Didn't say or officer. There's nowhere in that first paragraph that says that. If the Housing Authority is not bound by things that they put in writing, then I see this part. Let us have one hell of a party. For now it is certain, it is clear what rights the people have and what rights the people don't have.
And I don't remember the name. In Havana, nights are black, tainted only by the moon, and heart sounds linger in doorways. Here in exiled Havana, I slept last night. But I am in South Africa today. I am in South Africa today. I am in South Africa today. I'm in South Africa today. In South Africa today. South Africa today. South Africa today.
Somebody tells me today that it took an Afro-Saxon from Washington and 5 white policemen to shut down a 1-watt radio station being operated by an unarmed blind man.